This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 47.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, what's up? It's Alex Pardo, and we got another Q&A show for you here today where I'm going to be doing a little bit of a deep dive and revisiting the topic of marketing, lead generation as it relates to staying consistent, and when is the right time? One of the questions that I was recently asked is, when is the right time to get into other marketing channels? And, you know, oftentimes people are distracted by the shiny objects, and you know, people want to go, investors obviously want to, you know, they want to market in all these different ways. And what I find is that a lot of people end up diluting themselves by focusing on so many different marketing channels versus just focusing on one or two, which I'm going to talk about in a second. But before I jump into that, again, man, really, really want to thank you for being a listener and for tuning in here and spending your time with me. I want to find out how I can improve the show. So whether it be any specific topics or areas that you want me to dive into, any experts or guests that you'd like me to have on the show, I'd love to reach out to you. If you want, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Or if you're just crushing it in your market and there's something that you're doing that's unique, whether it be from a marketing angle or something to convert leads, close more deals, whatever it might be, I'd love to chat with you on the phone for a couple of minutes and see if it might be a good fit and have you on one of the masterclass that gets released every Monday morning. So either way, I want to hear from you. Again, my goal is to continue to you know, to try to deliver great content. So without your feedback, you know, I'm just kind of doing what I think you might want to hear or might want to learn about. And one of the things I'm thinking of doing in the future is doing more case studies on deals that we're closing in-house, and also, you know, deals that students are closing or other partners that I work with. So if that's something you're interested in and you want me to kind of shift a bit from the Q&A and more into specific case studies where we dissect the deal from start to finish, how we got the lead, how we connected with the homeowner, any challenges. And let's be honest, you know, these deals are not always home runs. It's not always a success. You know, sometimes we spin our wheels on the marketing side and we end up, you know, squeezing out $5,000 to $10,000. And you look back and you say, you know, was that really worth it? And along those lines, one of the things, and I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but I think it's worth pointing out. One of the things you need to do is, you know, we're getting to that point in the year here towards the end where I talked about on the last Q&A, where you should be kind of self-analyzing, right? Reassess what worked in your business, what didn't. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that previous episode, check it out. It's last week's Q&A. One of the things that exercises that my team and I go through every single year is we'll take a look at all the deals we closed and we'll start pulling data and figuring out what are the common denominators. And for the last 3-4 years, what I realize is that it pretty much goes without fail is the deals that we spend the most amount of time in, whether it be, you know, dealing with the seller or marketing the property, the buyer, for whatever reason, the properties that we spend, that our team spends the most amount of time on, are directly correlated to the fact that those are probably deals that are not in the best area and we end up making the least amount of money. You know, so last year, our average profit per transaction was about $12,600. This year, it's hovering around $20,000, $21,000. So when we look at all the deals, you know, I bet you anything, and we haven't gone through this exercise yet for 2016, but I'm pretty sure that the deals where we may have made 10, 11, 12 grand on, there hasn't been too many where we've made less than that. I bet you anything that we had to kind of spin our wheels more than the ones that were our bigger pops, the ones where we made 40, 50, even 70 grand. And so what I found, and like 3-4 years ago, we went through this exercise, I noticed that whenever the property was in the hood, it was more of a headache and we made less on that deal. Whenever the property was in a pretty good bread and butter location, one of our hot zip codes, it was easy to sell, and we made the most amount of money. So, you know, I think that goes back to the 80-20 rule. You know, figure out what percentage of your deals bring in, what types of deals are bringing in the biggest profits with less headaches. A mentor of mine, Rob Swanson, I think we had him on episode, I want to say 14. So if you go to flipempire.com/episode14, check it out. He's on there. You know, he talks a lot about the headache factor, right? So when you are deciding on a particular deal or a business opportunity or whatever it might be, don't just look at the dollars and cents, but how much of a headache factor is involved with that particular opportunity. So that's something that you want to consider. But anyways, I got off on a tangent there. But what I wanted to really talk about today was, you know, I'm working with a student now, and he's very hungry and motivated, and he wants to start getting into, you know, start doing direct mail and bandit signs and online marketing and pay-per-click and Facebook and this and that. And I kind of had to, you know, pull back the reins, and I said, look, let's focus on one campaign. Let's focus on one marketing channel, that being direct mail. Let's perfect that with the budget that you have before we move on to something else. And what I find is that a lot of people are, you know, let's say they choose direct mail as a marketing channel, but now they want to attack all these different lists. They want to hit inheritance, and they want to hit probate, and they want to hit absentees, owner occupieds, all these different channels, right? Code violations, divorce list. And most people that I connect with don't have, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 grand that they can spend a month on marketing. So they're diluting their efforts by sending out one or two campaigns to all these different lists versus focusing on one very hyper-focused, laser-targeted list and then hitting that campaign every 30 to 60 days at least 4, 5, 6 times, if not more. If you can hit a campaign 7 to 10 times, I'm pretty certain that you're putting yourself in an advantage, and you're going to be able to connect and do a deal just from the follow-ups, as opposed to if you were to send one or two big campaigns to 3 or 4 different lists. So again, I want to challenge you is the grass is not always greener. You know, eventually you want to start to add new marketing channels to all of, you know, to all of your lead generation efforts. But for a lot of people, you know, it's just a matter of picking one or two channels and then, you know, going an inch wide and a mile deep. And I think that's something I covered on a previous episode. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If there's any specific marketing channels that, you know, that are doing really well for you in your market, you know, by all means, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'd love to connect with you and chat. And that's the other thing, is that what may work in my market might not work as well in your market. And we've spent a lot of time in previous shows talking about keeping your finger on the pulse, understanding where you're at in the market cycle. And that's extremely important that you kind of go with the flow, and you're tweaking not only your business model if necessary, but also your marketing strategy. You know, direct mail is not as, I don't want to say it's not as fruitful, because a lot of our deals still come from direct mail, but because there's more noise out there, i.e. there's more people mailing, you know, it's getting more difficult to cut through the clutter, you know, and stand out from everybody else out there that's mailing, you know, yellow handwritten postcards or yellow letters or whatever the case might be. So, you know, it's just focus on consistency. You know, if you purchase a list from List Source or from Listability, you know, and you have 4 or 5,000 records on there, divvy it up so that you have a campaign going out every single week versus dropping one campaign for the month. You want to make sure that leads are constantly coming into your pipeline. And then again, the follow-up is critical. Make sure that every 30 to, I'd recommend 60 days, unless you have a healthy budget, then you could do every month. But at the very minimum, every 60 days, you want to send a follow-up to that list. Okay. And then another idea is you can even take the list that you purchase of, you know, of absentees or owner occupied, whatever list you're focusing on. There's a tool out there that I've used a few times called batchgeo.com, batch and then geo.com. And they have a free version. You can upload your spreadsheet, and on a map, it'll pinpoint where all of these different properties are. Now you can focus, if you decide to get into other marketing channels, you can focus all of your marketing efforts in those areas. So not only for cash buyers, but if you want to put out bandit signs in the area, if you want to put out post-it notes, which we have somebody that every single week is going out there and putting post-it notes out in our hot zip codes, that's definitely something that that you want to consider doing. It's a cool tool. They also have a paid version, I think, if you want to upload more records, but test it out with their free version, batchgeo.com. And maybe we can get into that in a future episode. So anyways, I want to go ahead and end it now. We're at about the 10-minute mark. So if you, I want to hear from you. If you have any feedback on the show, how I can improve it, any specific topics or areas you want me to cover, any specific experts that you'd like for me to get on, reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.